Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 233, Quitting a Cash Cow Job by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator here on Optimal Finance Daily. And this is the podcast where we read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And at this point in the show, I always like to welcome you to send your topic requests to us. If you have maybe an idea for an author that you've read, a blog that you've read, and you'd like to see that author represented here on Optimal Finance Daily, let us know. Visit oldpodcast.com and share your thoughts. And I'm going to keep the intro nice and short for you today. And the only thing I ask is that if you enjoy the show, please do stick around all the way to the end. So with that, let's get right to the post from Mr. Money Mustache as we optimize your life. Quitting a Cash Cow Job by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. Mrs. Money Mustache has done it again. She just retired from another cushy part-time job. The dress code was pajamas, the working environment was a sunny second-floor office in our house, and health insurance, internet access, and cell phone with data access were covered by the company. She even had regular food deliveries during her short and irregular workdays cooked up by Mr. Money Mustache himself. For the past few years, she's had varied responsibilities in a business owned by her family, snipping through the red tape of hiring and paying high-tech consultants working in many different states, administering the company's health insurance plan, and finding and fixing financial and accounting errors throughout the company. It was a role she was very good at, which is why the company enticed her to stay so long. But the work was almost perfectly out of alignment with her natural interests, meaning every day was a source of background stress and dissatisfaction. Still, she soldiered on, out of a desire to help her family with their cherished business and because, hey, who could complain about a job with flexible hours that you can do from home? Extra money is nice, even if you don't need it, isn't it? Over the past few years, she's made half-hearted attempts to shed this job by training other people to take over parts of her work. Work hours would drop, salary would be reduced accordingly. But she kept getting pulled back in due to her own excessive competence. But finally, due to her desire to leave and a shrinking consultant base in general, this year, the company decided to officially close down its small U.S. operation. The main Canadian branch will remain. She will be entirely free, since there will be no problems left to solve. This has been exciting and motivating for the MMM family. Mrs. MM will no longer have the slight but constant nagging that she should be getting something done on the computer, which has tended to lead to entire days being spent in front of the thing. She's excited to be forced out into the real world, to plan every day according to what really should be done. We also had to solve a few practical considerations in the wake of this job's disappearance, including these. We signed up for a new high-deductible health insurance plan at our own expense. It comes out to $239 a month for the family, and it will get its own article very soon since it is already leading to some learning about saving money on medical costs when you're paying out of your own pocket. We are ditching the expensive AT&T family mobile phone plan, two iPhones with data, keeping the phones and activating them on a plan that will cover our needs for closer to $10 per person per month. Another article on that shall be written as well. And we cut our internet bill in half by sharing the connection with a friend using a long-range Wi-Fi antenna. Since we still have other business interests, carpentry, real estate, this blog, small bits of creative consulting, and other stuff, we still maintain a company of our own. It's an LLC. This company will take over the job of paying for our health insurance, phones, internet, and some other computer, travel, and photography niceties, meaning that they will be tax-deductible expenses, one of the joys of self-employment. Another interesting consideration that came out of this is unemployment insurance. Since the company is shutting down, Mrs. MM is really being laid off rather than quitting, which technically makes her eligible for unemployment insurance. So we could be receiving $513 per week for 6 months or more, according to the Colorado Unemployment Benefits Calculator. But, as you might have guessed, she won't be applying. The obvious reason is that she is choosing to retire voluntarily and won't be looking for more work. Thus, going on the dole would be violating the rules of the program. Plus, there's another reason. After handling her own company's unemployment insurance paperwork for years, We know how the system works. Employers pay insurance premiums into a pool according to how many past claims have been made by that company and that industry in general. If more people claim it, employer premiums go up over time. The money does not simply come from nowhere. So if we claim for unemployment insurance, we're taking money out of the pockets of a pool of future employers. Not exactly my idea of a social good. In an ideal world, there would be much less need for unemployment insurance, except in the cases of sudden injury or disability. Each new entrant to the workforce would start by saving as much of their paychecks as possible, never voluntarily going into debt or financial obligations that require a steady stream of income. But that would require an extremely mustachian society, which will take us at least a few more years to create. We'll be patient for now. The most significant part of this latest retirement will be the life lessons and adventures that come out of it. Among other things, Mrs. M is looking forward to new activities, including becoming a part-time instructor at the CrossFit gym she frequents, following a weekly schedule which includes time for gardening and hiking, considering new business ideas in the areas that really interest her, and maybe partnering up with me on some of them, writing her own blog articles like this one instead of having me write one about her. Every time I've resigned from a job, I've always questioned my wisdom as I was giving up pay and benefits that many would be envious of and entering into an unknown situation. But in each case, it has led to a better life as I have been forced to do new things, step out of my comfort zone, and generally live life closer to the way it was meant to be lived. As a dude who is generally too cautious by nature, any added adventure provides a definite boost to my existence. Today is her first day of fun employment, and thus I am excited for Mrs. Money Mustache as she blasts into this next stage of her life. Congratulations to another early retiree. You just listened to the post titled Quitting a Cash Cow Job by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And if you are enjoying our show and want to help keep this going for as long as possible, there are actually all sorts of things you can do, both big and small, that will make a big impact. Now, we put together a list at oldpodcast.com. You can look for the How to Help page, or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. We would greatly appreciate it. And tomorrow we're going to hear our second post ever from PT Money, this time from Philip Taylor himself, as opposed to one of his regular contributors. So definitely stay tuned for that tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more, from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening. listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.